this, our general construction division is primarily southern Wisconsin. We primarily concentrate on that area. And then as far as we have a power division that basically works in power distribution work. And that right now is, we work in 10, 12 different states, Pennsylvania all the way to Iowa, Minnesota. We're actually bidding work in California. My son Jeff just got his California license. So that's strictly a specialty group of people that we send out that's part of our company. And we did that because when you're looking to grow a company, you got to look at aspects that are somewhat recession-proof, and energy at this point is somewhat recession-proof. Spending a lot of money in renewable energy, just tons of work in Iowa right now as far as renewable energy. So that reaches out. So we have crews that travel. We've been in Pennsylvania for 5 years, doing work. So it's interesting work, challenging, high tech, a lot of responsibility, but it's fun. So it's challenging, to say the least.
So what kind of workers are you looking for? What type of skills in those workers are you looking for?
Yeah, we run, we're heavy into the trade unions. So obviously we have, laborers, which are, they're still skilled people, obviously carpenters, concrete individuals, masons, operating engineers. The groups that travel are actually IBW, is International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. They're still specialized in heavy concrete work, reinforcing steel. So we're heavy into the trades, and we do, we self-perform all aspects of that work.
Describe how Hassinger has contributed to building and construction in this area.
Well, we've been involved in Slinger School District since 1989, so we've done additions on, I think we've worked in every building here, the new middle school, Allenton additions on the elementary school, addition on the front of the high school. We've also done work down at the park, community park service down there. We've donated a bunch of money there for concrete masonry work. Was involved in the new soccer field, set the light pole foundations. So we've been involved probably for 30 years in the community, doing construction work of all aspects.
Could you discuss the current renovation being done at Slinger High School?
The renovation is there's really two almost three separate projects. You have the renovation, which takes in a number of different aspects as far as the interior renovation of the high school, the science rooms, and downstairs they're taking out, removing the fitness center. Going to make that all STEM projects, and the new fitness center is going where the band room is. The band room at that point is going to go in the new addition next to the auditorium, and that's actually, we consider that really new construction. So you have two aspects. You have the renovation in different phases, and then the new addition, which is another two phases, because the band room is going to be done quite a bit more before the auditorium. The auditorium will be the last, towards the end of the project.
So Jim, as a construction owner, how does it feel when you are one of the leads on constructing a school?
Yeah, school projects are kind of unique because what makes it unique is you're kind of giving back to the community because you get to know the school board. You get to, a lot of times you're involved with the kids